Monday, October 7th. The mostly peaceful student walkout ended in chaos and violence. Police fired tear gas on pro-divestment protesters as independent actors shattered windows along Pine Avenue. CJLO News was on the ground at the demonstration. Here is what we saw and heard. The walkout began at 1:30 in the afternoon. Students peacefully left classes at McGill and Concordia. Students and faculty marched through the streets demanding their institutions break ties with companies tied to Israel and take a public stance on Israel's actions in the Middle East. Students gathered outside of the Hall building at 2 p.m. There were speeches from Palestinian, Lebanese, and Jewish students, all in support of divestment from their schools and for strong action to be taken against the State of Israel. Here is Daniel Schwartz, a professor at McGill, speaking as he marched alongside students.
I think a lot of times what you see are media organizations dismissing the students as just a bunch of 20-year-olds who don't really know what they think. And first of all, we're here to say that's absolutely not true. Students are at the forefront of this movement. And two, they have correctly appraised this global situation, this global moment that we're in, which is a fight against apartheid, and they're taking action to address that. And so we as faculty are there to support them and to bring our legitimacy, our gravitas to that.
Schwartz is also Jewish, and he spoke about the significance of the date October 7th and the emotional impact of this day.
So, like, as a Jewish professor, I understand the traumatic moment that a lot of Jewish students may be going through. But at the same time, I feel that Israel has weaponized this trauma into a genocidal campaign against Palestinians. And it is, in fact, a part of the Israeli playbook. Every time there is a traumatic event in Jewish history, they use that as a pretense to occupy more territory or to kick more people off their land or to launch some sort of genocidal campaign. And unfortunately, the world doesn't rest. And I'm here, in fact, to a certain degree, to mourn the lives of people that are lost on October 7th, right? And to fight for a joint Palestinian and Jewish solidarity to end apartheid.
But the tone was very different from many other members of the Jewish community. Earlier in the day, outside of McGill's Roddick Gates, a group gathered to grieve for the Israeli victims killed and kidnapped 1 year ago. Here is one of the speakers, Concordia student Chana Leah Nottenblut, speaking of her grief at that event.
If I hurt the finger on my hand, my whole hand hurts. When our brothers and sisters are killed in Israel and taken hostage, we are hurting in Canada. We are in pain. We are mourning and we are grieving. But we can also feel each other's strength by being proud of your identity, by loving your fellow Jews, by loving Israel, and by doing one good deed. We too can strengthen each other. Guilt.
As the day went on, pro-divestment protests marched through the streets surrounded by heavy police presence. In a press release, the SPVM reported that 500 officers were present. Police surrounded the march at all times on all sides, with riot gear and horses. The march continued through McGill, amassing more protesters. But the event took a turn in the final moments when a group of independent actors began to pick up metal rods from a construction site along Pine Avenue and shatter windows of McGill buildings. Most students and protesters began to leave, but almost immediately, police fired two tear gas cans into the crowd. People scattered. One protester was tackled by a group of police. The police moved down Pine, and activists went their separate ways along Park and adjacent streets. Almost as quickly as the chaos started, it had ended. In a statement made to CJLO, Concordia reiterated that its investment plan is set to reach 100% ethical investment by 2024, but they did not comment on questions about their internship partner with Lockheed Martin or their relations with Israeli schools. They stated they, quote, respect the fact that members of our community have different perspectives on local and global issues. In a public press release, McGill acknowledged that the protest remained mostly peaceful and condemned the acts of the group that smashed the windows. They also stated that one security guard was assaulted and that it will be up to that individual to press charges or not. McGill has closed the campus to the public until October 13th, citing safety concerns. They ended their statement saying the school recognizes, quote, this week in particular will be profoundly difficult for many students, faculty, and staff with ties to the Middle East. And then they listed a number of campus mental health and wellness resources. In a news release from the SPVM, the police say no arrests were made. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.